What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. So on this episode, I talked about the Celtics and Heat Eastern Conference Final, Game 1 coming tomorrow night here in Miami at FTX Arena. Hope you guys enjoy my thoughts on that series coming up. Very excited. Let's go, Heat. And then I finish up the episode by talking about the newest addition of the Miami Dolphins, 3-time Pro Bowl pass rusher, Melvin Ingram. And I share a pretty cool story about Melvin Ingram. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And let's get into it. All right, guys. So I'm going to start off this episode talking about the Eastern Conference Finals coming up, Game 1 tomorrow night here in Miami at FTX Arena. The Heat will be playing against the Boston Celtics, just like they did 2 years ago in the bubble Eastern Conference Finals. Yesterday, Boston won their series against Milwaukee in Game 7 at home in dominating fashion. They had, I believe, 21 threes in the game, led by a career game by Grant Williams, who, yeah, he did a tremendous job. Jason Tatum, as always, Marcus Smart, the heart and soul of that Boston Celtic team. Yeah, they're able to beat the defending champions, knock them out in the second round, and like I said, advance now to the Eastern Conference Finals, where they'll be taking on the Heat tomorrow, Game 1, like I said, here in Miami at FTX Arena. I think it's pretty cool that we get to play the Celtics once again, as we did a couple years ago, like I said, and as we did in the Eastern Conference Finals with the Big Three as well. So it's cool to have this Heat and Celtics rivalry add another chapter to the history books. I think it's going to be a tremendous series. So to talk about some news in terms of Boston, so Robert Williams, their starting center throughout the majority of the season, he missed the last, I believe, 3 games, yeah, of their series against Milwaukee. Right now, the Celtics coach just confirmed that Ime Udoka, he just confirmed that Robert Williams will be back for the Eastern Conference Finals with no limit restrictions. So that's great for Boston. Adding, like I said, their starting center for the majority of the year. Williams is a great rebounder and as well as a great shot blocker. So that's good news for Boston. And I'm glad he's going to play too. You get me? For me, obviously, I want the Heat to win no matter what. But at the same time, I want full strength. I want guys to be healthy. I hate injuries for anyone. So happy that Robert Williams is going to have the chance to play now in the Eastern Conference Finals. Marcus Smart, he hurt his ankle. But knowing Marcus Smart, I believe he'll be ready to go 100% for Game 1 tomorrow night. In terms of the Heat, thank God we're healthy. Of course, Kyle Lowry's still recovering. But I feel no rush. Like I'm very much confident with Gabe Vincent as our starting point guard right now. So I know Jimmy today talked to the media. He said Kyle is getting better, so that's good to hear. But yeah, like I said, I am fully confident with Gabe as the starting point guard. Let's see keys to winning out, I guess, for the Heat in this series, in my opinion. So as I've said on the last, 2 or 3 episodes where I've talked about the Heat, the success of this Miami Heat team this specific season always starts on the defensive side of the ball. When our defense is elite, we will most likely win. So that's my key. Any matchup, any series for the Heat this year, defense is the key. If we're able to play that elite Miami Heat defense that we've been playing the majority of the year, I think we could beat anyone in the league. So, yeah, it starts on the defensive end of the ball. I might sound like a broken record because, like I said, I've discussed this already on the last couple of Heat episodes that I've talked about. It starts on the defensive side of the ball and then translates into offense in terms of giving guys more opportunities, more open looks, and thus leading to more points for the Heat. So, yeah. The defense is going to have to be elite once again, as it's been throughout the playoffs, first against Atlanta and against Philadelphia as well. So, of course, with Boston, you have Jason Tatum, who I would say is their number one player, but you also have Jaylen Brown with him, who's a great sidekick for him, because Jaylen Brown could go off on any given night. You have Marcus Smart, like I said earlier, is the heart and soul of that Celtics team. Al Horford has had a great bounce back year and sort of a resurgence in the playoffs, including a career-high 30-point game against the Milwaukee Bucks. it's a great all-around team that Boston has. Ime Udoka has done an incredible job in his first year as a head coach in the NBA. They also have a nice bench. I think it's underrated. I really like Derek White. I don't know if you guys heard the episode I did in the NBA trade deadline about when the Celtics traded for Derek White from San Antonio. I did it with Brandon. I said at the time that Derek White might end up being the steal of the trade deadline. I really like Derek White. They have him off the bench. Peyton Pritchard's a guy I really like as well. Yeah, they have a deep team in Boston. But yeah, I truly believe the Heat and the Celtics are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference right now. So I think it's going to be a tremendous matchup. In terms of the Heat, obviously Jimmy is going to keep being Jimmy. We know that. PJ Tucker is going to keep being PJ Tucker. We know that. Then it's really going to be who else is going to step up. Of course, at the end of the Philly series, we saw Max Strus had two back-to-back monster games in a row to help close out that series against Philly. You had Gabe Vincent step up huge. Tyler Hero, as always. Bam Adebayo, Dwayne Dedmon, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson. All these guys, we have a very deep team, as I've repeated on here as well. Yeah, so it's just going to be interesting to see who really that third guy is. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, we're guaranteed we're going to get it from Jimmy, from PJ. Obviously, Bam on the defensive side of the ball. Tyler on the offensive side of the ball. Of course, I forgot to mention Victor Oladipo as well. So yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see who the third guy, in terms of scoring-wise, I'm talking about. Because defensive-wise, we're always on lock. And I really believe, like I keep repeating, like if our defense is at – if we play it to that elite level that we've played at the majority of the season, I mean, we'll be fine, and it's going to lead to more opportunities on the offensive side for the Heat players, you know what I mean? So, no, yeah, I'm very excited. Game one, like I said, tomorrow night, FTX Arena here in Miami. Let's get white hot. Let's get loud. If you're at the game, if you're at home, if you're in another country, another state, another city, another wherever you're going to watch the game, wear some white hot Heat merch, you know what I'm saying, some shirt, whatever it may be. Just wear something white, even if it's your shoes, socks, hat, pants, shorts, whatever it may be. Wear some white, be loud, even if you're at home, just like I am. I watch the game and I'm clapping, I'm screaming, I'm cheering. That's just how I roll. But yeah, we need all that good energy, Heat Nation. We got to get loud for our guys, support our guys. They've made it a long way, and we know this is not where we want to be. There's more to accomplish, but as always, we got to take it one game at a time. Play Miami Heat basketball, which, like I keep saying, starts on the defense side of the ball and will most definitely translate into the offensive side of the ball. Very excited for very, very excited and very blessed to be able to see my team go to another Eastern Conference Finals. It's truly a blessing, man, to be a fan of the Miami Heat. As I always say, the best organization in all of sports in the whole world. I truly believe that. And yeah, let's go Heat, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. You got to give it your all. It's do or die every game. It's the conference finals. Live to see another day. Let's go Heat, baby. Let's get it. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed me talking about the Heat and Celtics Eastern Conference Final coming up tomorrow night. Like I said, now I'm going to be talking about some great news. A great free agent signing that the Miami Dolphins made yesterday. Signing 3-time Pro Bowl defensive end Melvin Ingram, who this past season was on the Steelers and then finished the year with the Chiefs. He was a very long time Charger. He did a great job there in his years over there with the Chargers. Very excited. When I got the news, I was super happy to be able to add Melvin Ingram to this already amazing Miami Dolphins defense. It's incredible. Add him alongside Andrew Van Ginkle, Emmanuel Agba, Jalen Phillips. That pass rush is going to be amazing. We were fifth in the NFL last year in sacks. Just imagine now adding Melvin Ingram. Another year of growth for Jalen Phillips. Emmanuel Agba, after leading the lead in passes batted down at the line and getting this big contract he got, he's going to be even better. Andrew Van Ginkle, I have a great feeling Andrew Van Ginkle is going to have a tremendous third year. So, yeah, I'm very excited to have Melvin Ingram as part of the Miami Dolphins. Cannot wait to see him in the Aqua uniforms out there at Hard Rock Stadium, getting some sacks, helping us win, helping this team elevate to another level that we've been wanting to elevate to for a while now. So very excited, man. I think it's a tremendous job by Chris Greer. He's been he already killed the offseason, but man, he just keeps killing it even more each and every day, each and every signing, each and every decision that he makes. Chris Greer has had an incredible offseason, and the whole Miami Dolphins front office has as well. But yeah, so before I wrap this up, I actually have a pretty funny story about Melvin Ingram. So I don't know if I've shared it on the podcast. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, can't remember. But a couple years ago, during Dwayne Wade's final season, he had a fashion show, like to raise money for a foundation or charity or whatever. And I was able to go with my parents. So it was super cool. Saw Wade's, Gabrielle Union was there, a bunch of Heat players. I took pictures with UD, with Bam, with Jay Rich, even with Ryan Shazier, who used to play for the Steelers. It was a great event, and it was funny. So I'm going to the bar with my dad. He's going to order a drink from the bar. And I noticed there's no bartender, but I noticed Melvin Ingram is like behind the bar, like usually where the bartender would be. And I knew Melvin Ingram, but my dad didn't know who Melvin Ingram was at the time. So my dad asked Melvin Ingram for a drink. And I'll never forget, I looked at Melvin Ingram, and he noticed that I knew who he was. So we were both like holding in our laps, and he ended up serving my dad a drink. And I was just cracking up after. It was an awesome moment. So now to get to see him now in a Miami Dolphin uniform, it's just like full circle. After having that really funny like experience with him, now to be able to cheer him on every Sunday, for my team, it's just incredible how God works, you know what I mean? So I wanted to make sure to share that story on here. But yeah, I'm very excited to have Melvin Ingram as a Miami Dolphin, and once again see him play alongside Jalen Phillips, Emmanuel Agba, and Andrew Van Ginkle. Fins up. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed my thoughts on the Eastern Conference Finals coming up between the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat. Like I keep saying, game one tomorrow night, FTX Arena here in Miami. Let's go Heat. Let's get white hot Heat Nation. And I also hope you enjoyed my thoughts about the Dolphins signing Melvin Ingram. And I hope you enjoyed the story I shared about Melvin Ingram as well. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning into this one. If you guys have any different thoughts, any different opinions on the Eastern Conference Finals, on Melvin Ingram, DM me, comment on Instagram, whatever it may be. Let me know your thoughts. I would love to hear it. And yeah, stay tuned for more content coming your way. Let's go Heat. Fins up. Until next time, everyone, take care.